buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, call it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it.
And a happy Black Mesa Day to you. The Large Hadron Collider is operational, and it didn't even take a crowbar. If you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry. Neither do I.
He never really does.
That's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, and head crabs. This is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you are listening to That Computer Show, your source of the latest in gaming and technology news on today's episode 113. No, actually, 112, if I do my math correctly. And often I don't. We're going to connect the dots between the Large Hadron Collider and Twitter. We're also going to talk about why I think Google Chrome is dumb.
One, I think it's awesome. Reason.
Chris thinks it's awesome. We're going to get into an argument. We've got some boxing gloves, Jell-O, and a waffle iron standing by.
Wow.
Yeah. Also, R2-D2 spotted in Star Trek, confirmed by Industrial Light and Magic, and more importantly, by us. We've seen it with our own six eyes. These are the droids you're looking for. In unrelated news, Blue Hippo sucks big time. The big blue hippo. It sucks the big blue hippo. I don't know if there's an insinuation in there somewhere, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm probably going to rant about my Android phone a little bit more, rub Chris's nose in it, and watch him run to the Sprint store after the show.
I'm going to do it.
Trek on, brave soldiers. Okay, episode 112 starts now. Actually, in an interesting temporal anomaly, episode 112 started 20 minutes ago. If you're listening in the real world, if you're podcasting, it started whenever you pressed the play button. But we had some interesting technical difficulties. I blame it on the Higgs boson particle stopping us from starting the Large Hadron Collider with a crowbar. Does that make any sense?
That makes sense to me.
All right. The Large Hadron Collider. We're all familiar with the great big black hole machine. It went live. Was it yesterday? Last night? Something like that?
Something like that.
In French, Swedish, Canadian waffle time, it went live. And here's what's interesting. For all of you gamers out there, you're all familiar with Half-Life 2. If you're not, you're not a gamer. Shame on you. You should go cut yourself.
What?
I don't know. Let the pain out. Half-Life 2, awesome video game about a guy, an unassuming scientist named Gordon Freeman, who is thrust into greatness because he screwed up an experiment.
Hey, well, he pushed a cart into this little green, like special effect on a screen, and then
unleashed multidimensional alien invasion.
Yeah, these little weird creatures came out at him.
Head crabs.
And all he had to defend himself was
a crowbar. That was an amazing game. So basically, there are some pretty scary parallels between the Black Mesa facility in the video game and the CERN facility in Sweden. And it went online. And we're pretty sure that having seen some backroom pictures of the facility, that it actually is Black Mesa Part 2. So it's probably Half-Life 2 Episode 4 is going to be the Large Hadron Collider. And what's interesting is my good friend Will Wheaton, you may know him as Wesley from Star Trek The Next Generation. He and I Twitter together, not really. He's on a personal mission to get the guys from the Large Hadron Collider to make Half-Life 2 related tweets to tie it all together. I don't know. I think it's a noble cause, that and charity. I don't know. Okay, so that's that. Also, R2-D2. You know R2-D2, right?
Yeah.
He works at the store. He's in our tech bay.
We go way back.
Yeah.
Way back over there.
1977 and the tech bay. So, good old R2-D2. Apparently, not only does he work in the Star Wars movies, he also had a cameo in the new Star Trek. Now, this was reported on, what, Gizmodo, Kyle? Leviticus? Gotta get it right. Where in the movie? Is your mic on?
Yes.
It is now.
It is now? Okay. Where in the movie is he located?
It looks like, from the picture, that it's right when they warp into the big battle scene where all the other starships are getting blown to pieces.
Oh, yeah, they're getting their junk knocked in the dirt, and then the Enterprise... And they were saved because of Sulu's incompetence.
Yeah.
Was it, no, Sulu, or was it... it was Sulu's incompetence.
Sulu, yeah.
He pressed the wrong button, forgot to take the parking brake off, and when they did warp in, there's R2-D2.
Yeah, amongst the debris.
Yeah, so can you bring up that image? Do we still have that?
Possibly.
Yeah,
we do.
It's gizmodo.com. Just go to Gizmodo and search for R2-D2, and pretty sure that you'll find it. In the picture, you'll see Sulu's head in the lower left part of the screen. Excuse me, screen. I just burped on the air. That's really rude. He's right below. He's right above Sulu's head and to the right, and he's right there. R2-D2.
Yeah, it's R2.
Now hit back. Hit. Go back. To the page that you were just on. And what does that say? R2-D2 caught in Transformers 2? There's a picture of Megan Fox's butt right there on the right. What is that all?
Yeah, I think R2-D2 is a tattoo on her inner left. Oh, wait. That's something else.
Where is that? Where's R2-D2? Oh, look right there, huh? I don't think that's real.
No, that's not.
I'm pretty sure that's...
It's just an excuse to show Megan Fox leaning over a motorcycle for apparently no other reason than to show off those really short shorts.
Yeah, she's airbrushing something. Oh, actually, they say that there he is right there. There's Bumblebee. Go to Gizmodo and check this out. We're going to talk about real news now. Okay, do you have that stuff about Blue Hippo that we talked about?
Oh, I don't, actually.
Let me see if I can find that.
We know there are a bunch of... we can't say that on the radio, can we?
No, we can't. Okay, Blue Hippo, if you... It's a company that you too can own a computer. All you have to do is pay these guys in, I don't know, some monthly installments, blah, blah, blah. Turns out that it's every bit the scam we thought it was.
Yeah, it seems that, and I don't have the details because we had it all set up for last week, that they didn't ship any computers.
I think they delivered, what, one computer?
And it was by accident.
Oh, really?
Yes. Apparently that one was shipped by accident. They did not ship any computers. So all they had some almost 2,600 users giving them money, but they didn't ship out any computers. Now, granted, the FTC basically came down on them hardcore and put a permanent injunction on them, and then that after that was lifted, they started shipping computers. They shipped out, like... shipped out 2,000 computers pretty much the very next couple of months, basically, I guess, trying to
stave off the inevitable.
Yeah. But
yeah, their website's still live.
Do not fall for this scam. Blue Hippo is a big scam. That, and there's another one. I see it on TV when I'm up late.
The car thing? The warranty?
No, it's Tronics Country. I've heard this one too. Same scam. Look, guys, if you can't afford a computer, just like you can't afford a car, there are people out there who's going to rip you off, man.
Wow. If you type in Blue Hippo, there's so many things on Dig that talking about them being a...
To the Blue Hippo scam alert comes up before Blue Hippo does.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Ars Technica. Are you on MSN? Let me link you this to you.
Of course, man. I'm running Empathy, which is a new IM client that is built into... Ubuntu 9.10.
How sleazy could any company be with an adorable blue hippo for a mascot? Baltimore-based Blue Hippo provides the answer. Really, really sleazy. Yeah, FTC buyers put up $99 to $124 in down payments with payments of $36 to $88. After 13 payments, the company says it will send out a computer while the payments continue until the balance is paid off. Wow.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Yeah, they offered to settle in 2008
for up to £5 million $5 million to a customer restitution pool. So
that is crazy.
This is nuts. And
we need to
no credit check. That's just their site looked good, really nice and cute, yeah. And I guess it appeals.
Leviticus, will you make a note? I want to put a link to this on the blog so that people can know. And you know what really enrages me? When we were on the air at OIC, WOIC,
mm-hmm. They used to have those commercials.
They used to have those commercials, and it used to really make me unsmiley.
Yeah, we can't say that on the radio.
I can't. And
we actually put up a big stink and said we do not want that on our show because we don't want them affiliated with us at all.
So if you hear, I'm going to say that if you hear a Blue Hippo ad, you need to call the company that is displaying that ad and let them know that they are advertising a fraudulent company. In the meantime, Chris and I are going to go to Baltimore. We're gonna go to Baltimore. We're gonna road trip, Blues Brothers style, and he's gonna dress up as Lewis. I'm gonna dress up as Bill. So it'll be left for Blues Brothers.
Can we just pretend that never happened?
We cannot. I have pictures, and they're going online. Actually, I think they are online. If you looked at my Facebook.
I'm hating you just a little bit right now.
You're hating me a lot. Pictures of Chris as a black video game character online. Anyway, Blue Hippo sucks. The big blue hippo. Okay, that's that. I got some more news. Never before seen Star Trek pilot has been found. Did you hear about this?
Do what now?
Okay, Star Trek the movie with R2-D2, starring R2-D2, went on Blu-ray this week. And you can have it for as low as $14.90-something, the commercials tell me. But apparently, the forgotten pilot of Star Trek has been found.
Oh, you showed me this? Yes, yes.
Yeah, the first pilot, The Cage, was rejected by NBC for being too cerebral. Basically, it was too intelligent for audiences. the second pilot, Where No Man Has Gone Before, replaced William Shatner and had more action. And if you're a fan, you'll remember the original episodes had Pike, Admiral Pike, Captain Pike.
Chris Pike, yes.
Yeah, who had an appearance on the movie, not as illustrious as R2-D2's appearance, but he was in there. So some guy found it. He had a whole bunch of, he was a film collector in Germany. And he recently brought it to the attention of CBS Paramount. You can see part of it on YouTube, and it looks like CBS is going to release it on Blu-ray on December 15th, so you can watch it. You can watch the crappy, awesome pilot on full Blu-ray awesomeness, whatever. But you can see part of it on YouTube, and it's really interesting because it is way not as awesome an intro as the one that went to air. But it's... I want to see it. It's, I don't know, it's creepy to see Spock smile.
Oh, yes, it was. Kind of weird.
Yeah, he and Kirk are playing chess or whatever that game is.
It's as creepy as, the Bilbo Baggins thing that Leonard Nimoy did was creepier, sorry.
Oh, my God. I had blocked
Bilbo,
that out of my head.
Bilbo Baggins.
Wow. okay. What else do we have to talk about? I do want to talk about Modern Warfare 2. I'm very angry at it. And for all kinds... Not as angry as the Russians are. Have you played Modern Warfare 2?
I played a little bit here at the store.
Modern Warfare 2, it's the Call of Duty... Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare sequel. Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare 2 version 3. Anyway...
I played the single player campaign.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. And I don't know if it was an issue with the computer I was using at the time.
I think that was the machine.
But I got stuck in a certain area where the lag in the game was so bad, I couldn't get past it. People were basically killing me before I could move.
I think that's just an excuse. I think you just...
It was kind of frustrating, and I noticed that there were some other guys that were playing it online in the store, and the lag was terrible.
They've taken away servers. If you're not a gamer, you'll have no idea what I'm talking about. But basically, they've made the PC version peer-to-peer, just like the Xbox version. And I have heard that the lag issues have gotten better. I've talked to a bunch of our gamers who, in the week and a half, 2 weeks since it's been out, that they've solved a lot of those issues. But yeah, we had some pretty bad lagginess. But the Russians have a different complaint. There's a mission in the game where, I'm not going to ruin it, but it's very controversial, and it has offended the Russian
But it's not command. Banned, apparently. It's not banned.
Well,
that was a rumor.
It was not banned, so they didn't really pull all the 360 copies?
No, I was reading on Slashdot. No, it's not been banned, apparently.
Really? Can you inform? Because I know Steam pulled that mission off of the Russian version, apparently. But the article we had last week said that it had been banned. Chris is telling me he's got some
an update to that, yes.
In breaking news, everything I said is a lot. Not really. But, yeah, the Russian high command, some people call them the government, but I know better. They got pretty angry. And honestly, I would be more angry at what the guy in the United States did, but that's a whole other can of
worms. Yeah, Modern Warfare 2 not recalled in Russia after all.
Interesting. Okay, that is all for round one.
They just never released the version in Russia.
Oh, they just didn't.
They just didn't release it.
That computer show will be back after the break as we prepare to fill your pretty little head with more noteworthy news. Reality TV is killing you, literally. Hear about how an ABC game show contestant died for reals. The ever-popular Boxy to release its own client, and how U.S. cybersecurity may be fighting fire with fire. Stay tuned. That computer show will be right back.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. Every day is different. Sometimes Valpak.com has savings on long-distance service. Other times you might find discounts on long-distance travel. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. Depending on when you visit Valpak.com, you might find savings on pet care, car care, or even hair care. You could come across a coupon for martial arts. Or save on CDs from the top of the charts. At Valpak.com, you're in control. Just click the coupons that interest you and print them out any day, anytime. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing with me.
I lost more than 80 pounds using Watermark Hypnosis, right here in Columbia. I tried a lot of diets over the years and lost some weight, but I just gained it all back. Then I needed knee surgery, but my doctor said I had to lose weight first. I had a size 46 waist when I went to Watermark. Now I'm down to a size 34. The hypnotist at Watermark taught me what and when to eat. For the first time, I completely understood my binge eating, and they helped me change my habits. I have no question that I can reach my goal weight and stay there. Losing weight through Watermark Hypnosis has also made me healthier. I sleep better, and I take less asthma medicine now. I had my knee surgery and even used hypnosis to alleviate pain afterward. Watermark Hypnosis works.
It really does. Call Watermark today at 750-2000 for your free consultation. Lose weight and feel better today. Call 750-2000 on the web at watermarkcolumbia.com.
New Meow Mix from Purina. The cat food with three separate flavors in one package. Three flavors that cats love best. Tuna, liver, and chicken. Meow Mix tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
A giant six-year-old devastates an area ant community. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. Ant Hill scouts reported today that a mammalian destructo beast, some 10,000 ant lengths in height, smashed a nearby anthill and left thousands scurrying to rebuild. The gargantuan creature was captured on tape using a Stone Cold Steve Austin action figure to pummel the colony flat. Though reports from the scattered ant survivors remain sketchy, all stress that the queen is unharmed. Repeat, the queen is unharmed. This is Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News. Find the Onion at your newsstand or visit theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, pause it, point it, zoom it.
And we are back with more That Computer Show. You're listening to us live from thatcomputershow.net as we broadcast from the Blue Room at That Computer Store. That Computer Store. All right. ABC Game Show Death. I love reality television. Don't you, Chris? Do you love reality?
No.
No, you don't?
No. I can't stand the I'm the Biggest Loser show or the you know, who's going to get kicked off of what island show or the... I really, really despise those. Fear Factor was kind of okay, but I don't know.
Okay. Well,
the only reality show I think I could stand to watch is the original reality TV show.
What is that?
Cops.
Cops?
Cops.
Do you like Cops?
Well, the show was funny.
Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know. I see too many family members on there. not really, but actually, it's interesting. You know that show, like World's Best Crashes or whatever? You know what I'm talking about?
On True TV, yeah.
Yeah, and it used to be like a direct-to-video kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that, I think, what is it, five or six of the top 10 crashes and wrecks and high-speed chases were from South Carolina?
It wouldn't surprise me. I've driven on these roads for a couple of years. I remember that one, yeah.
Oh, goodness. I'm having some mic issues. Actually, they're telling me I'm not, but we think that I am. So I'm trying to find this ABC reality TV thing, but now I can't find it.
The Conspiracy Man, they may have pulled it.
ABC, it's because we're getting ready to have a commercial on ABC TV, and they're taking us off. I'll get back to that in a minute. Hey, you remember April Fool's, ThinkGeek.com? Tauntaun sleeping
bag? Tauntaun sleeping bag,
yeah,
yes.
They are able to, you're now able to pre-order those.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Hopefully they don't smell as bad on the inside as they do on the outside.
You are supposed to wash them, because you think they smell bad on the outside. Yeah, but they are available for pre-order. Okay, I think I found it. Funeral services for a recent newlywed and former University of Southern California graduate student were held last Wednesday in Westwood after the 33-year-old man died after competing as a contestant on ABC reality show Wipeout. Contestant Tom Sparks died of a stroke after trying to complete an obstacle course stunt for the reality competition show. That's what preliminary medical findings have found. Initially, he complained of knee pain and shortness of breath. He was later taken to a hospital for further examination and went to Sinai Medical Center, where after several brain surgeries, he died earlier this month. Now, I can't speak to this guy's health, but one of his friends and former classmates, Kelly Moore, was quoted as saying, "He seemed invincible, he was very talented, and was always, always on the go." This is tragic. Now, I'm not going to blame ABC too much, because from what I'm reading, this guy was kind of in shape. Didn't list any pre-existing conditions. He passed his physical exam. He had recently completed the Long Beach Marathon. I don't know. You think it was the stress of doing all of that physical activity on a TV show, the high stakes of reality TV?
Not certain.
It's tragic. My heart goes out to his family.
Yeah, man.
I still think reality TV is the devil.
I'm not a fan.
I don't know. I would much rather watch well-coiffed people posing as aliens who are all hot and take. I would much rather watch them take over the world than watch The Biggest Loser.
V is getting good. I'm really enjoying the show. So,
yeah.
Without giving away any spoilers, you know, that actor cannot... I don't know, man. He dies in the first episode, and then he comes back in the third episode.
You know, and I'm conflicted.
And dies again.
We're talking about the guy who played Wash in the Firefly TV show in Serenity. He plays a character who, in the beginning, you think he's pivotal, and then you find out that he's not. And then it looks like he might be again, but then he's not.
And yeah, the fifth column says hi.
And the fifth column says hi. All what? I'm saying is...
It got real good right when that happened. I'm like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to next week's episode.
This show,
they just hooked me right there, like right in the side of the face.
You saw it. Fished in. You can hear got him. Yeah, and you can see the in ABC, the girl...
I tell you one thing you should not do, though. Watch V with the lights off, and then immediately after watching V, watch an episode of Fringe.
Oh, that's a mind job. Yeah,
we had to watch an episode of Bones last night just to kind of lighten the mood. That's
goodness.
Bad.
Did you know that China is destroying our weather systems?
Yeah, it seems they've had control of the weather for quite a while because, you know, the state government of China has control of everything in China, including the weather.
Yeah, apparently China's weather manipulation brings crippling snowstorm to Beijing. I'm looking at this from popsci.com. They seed clouds. They have been for a while. Now they've been really stepping this up in preparations for the... The big thing with the people doing the stuff. Anyway.
Olympics.
Thank you. And, they're seeding the clouds. And apparently there's some pretty big snowstorms that were kicking their butts.
They're not the only ones who have played around with weather manipulation. We've done it. UK has done it quite a bit. In fact, there are some rumors that either the CIA or the FBI was involved in seeding the clouds in the late 60s Woodstock.
Well, you know, they also had Men Who Stare at Goats.
Who?
Have you seen that commercial?
Mm-mm.
You haven't seen the commercial for the Men Who Stare at Goats?
For who? Man Who Stare at Goats?
Men Who Stare at Goats. George Clooney, Ewan McGregor, Obi-Wan Kenobi's in it. Oh my gosh, really? Okay, during the break, Leviticus, we need to look at this trailer.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm dying to see it. Because it's based on a true story. There was this secret government agency who trained their operatives in the art of psychic warfare. And this is a movie based on that. It's all true.
I wonder if you search for it on Bing with simplified Chinese characters, if it would show up.
I don't like Bing.
I don't either. And here's another reason why you shouldn't like Bing.
Why shouldn't I like Bing?
Nicholas Kristof, not to be confused with Christoph Nicholas or just Saint Nicholas, a New York Times journalist, is calling for a boycott of Microsoft's Bing.
Bing.
They have censored search requests at the request of the Chinese government, some other search engines have. The difference being that Bing is censoring the searches done anywhere, so you don't have to be just in China. If you use simplified Chinese characters, it gets censored. So if like you search for example, the Tiananmen Square massacre or event or whatever, and you search for it in the little simplified Chinese, you get, you know, pictures of how... It's just a lovely place to visit.
It was a pro... Yeah, wow. That's interesting. Now, and as you mentioned, some other search engines, some of the major search engines, I think, Google. Honestly, that's when the evil started at Google. They found that the world was not black and white, not good and evil, that there are shades of gray. And I think that's when they started down their road to taking
the
world.
I don't think they're evil.
That's because you have the chip in your head. That's why you don't think that. You can't, because they control you.
I had the surgery before I came here.
Oh, great, great. Now, this from the guy who's using an Android phone.
Should we turn him in? You should be plugged back in, Steven.
I have to be.
Don't you miss
Andrew,
it?
Come in the conference room.
Don't I, yeah.
The bliss?
Don't I miss the bliss that is Google?
We've got a runner, Andrew.
We have a runner. Oh, what's really funny,
I've already pushed the bread button. It's already
really
flashing. They
right
will come here and get him.
I'm laughing on the outside, but I have a little bit of anxiety in my chest right now. Just a little bit, because they both have this look in their eyes.
If you've seen this week's episode of V, you'll get that whole reference there.
Wow. I'm going to fight back. I'm going to fight back with the fifth column, just like U.S. cybersecurity is planning to fight back.
Really?
Yeah, checking this on /dot, the /to the dot to the dot to the org. Shane Harris of the National Journal describes how the U.S. government plans to use and has successfully used cyber warfare to disrupt the communications of insurgents in Iraq. We are in your tent hacking your emails. In a 2008 article in Armed Forces Journal, Colonel Charles Williamson III, a legal advisor for Air Force Intelligence, I'm quoting, Surveillance and Reconnaissance, proposed building a military botnet to launch coordinated attacks on other machines. Basically,
using digital artillery to launch packets.
Yeah, exactly. Quote, America has no credible deterrent, and our adversaries prove it every day by attacking everywhere, he wrote, responding to critics who say that by building up its own offensive power, the United States starts risking a new arms race. Williamson's response, we are in one and we are losing. And yeah,
I think our ports are being attacked by their data artillery.
Yeah. It's Tron. It's Tron all over again, man. But on a global scale. Game over, man. Game over.
So we've worked on computers here at that computer store.
Don't let out our secrets.
That from time to time, we've had one or two come in that, well, they were gross.
Gross physically or?
Like, the owner had been smoking, a heavy smoker.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And they're nasty. Well, it seems that consumers are reporting that Apple is refusing to work on computers that have been used by smoking households.
Interesting.
Now, granted, I'm pretty sure that if, like, you're just a light smoker, it's probably not going to cause damage, but if you've changed the color of the case of your computer because of the cigarette smoke.
Yeah. Or that weird, it's like...
orange, like
that
goo.
Stuff. Yeah, it's like tar plus dust bunnies.
If you ever want, and I think I've mentioned this before on the air, if you ever want a case, like something to see, something physical to see, to like motivate you or a loved one to stop smoking, open up a smoker's computer.
Yeah.
These things just pass air through them. When you have them on, if you're sitting there smoking, these computers don't actually inhale the smoke like you do, and you see what gunk gets inside them, and it does kill computers. And Apple is basically saying, hey, it's a violation of the warranty if you smoke it at your computer, and it gets inside your computer, and it breaks your computer. You know, tough tilde.
Interesting. You know, but what's interesting, tough tilde, that's cute. An interesting... an unverified aside, we have noticed more bad hard drives from smoking households than non-smoking households.
Well, the hard drives themselves aren't completely hermetically sealed. Yeah. They do have a vent.
They have to breathe.
They do need to breathe, but they have this really small opening, and it's got a filter on it, and the filter will not let any particles through it that are of a certain size, but smoke can get inside and damage the drive. The tar will get in and it will coat the heads, and it will also coat the parts of the motor inside the unit and cause it to go out of sync, and then drive just dies.
Yeah.
It can clog up fans, causing fans to go bad. It can clog up your heat sink, causing components to overheat. And heat is a serious issue. In a lot of the Apple computers, they have gone to great depths to make the computers really small and sexy looking.
Yeah, they've always had.
And usually,
the original Macs.
You have to cut down on the amount of air that can go through the machine when you do that. So they get kind of innovative, if you will, on cooling solutions. But basically, that means that it only takes a very small amount of dust or debris to clog that up and cause them to fail or catch on fire. So.
Yeah. Interesting. So while I don't know if I support them voiding the warranty for smokers, I do support smokers stopping so that we don't have to work on their broken computers. No, I mean, we're going to help anybody that we can, but we have noticed an increase in smokers' computers being damaged. And I tell you, we have seen some funky computers. That weird tar stuff, it's like... it's gummy. It's when you chew on it. And you, sorry.
I have...
slip in my mouth. We got 1 minute left till the break. All right.
So I'm starting to hear rumors of Internet Explorer 9.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to support GPU acceleration and HTML5, possibly also going to have the full CSS3 implementation.
No.
when CSS3 is not really ratified yet, which means that Internet Explorer 9 is probably a ways out.
Yeah.
So, but
what have you heard? I haven't heard anything about it.
It will support HTML5. It will use your graphics processor to accelerate your web browsing so that it's going to be faster. And it's going to have a faster JavaScript engine, which it needs because it is lacking way, way behind all the other browsers.
Any word on a release?
No word on a release. Yeah. And people are actually complaining that Microsoft's not really giving out information as to the timetable of its development. Or some people are complaining that there's no daily downloads, no daily builds. Microsoft's never really done
dailies. Yeah, that's silliness. But what's interesting is, and we should probably talk about this after the break. Wow. Okay. Yeah, let me get this done. The second segment over, blah, 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 live from thatcomputershow.net, yada, yada, yada. We're all fully closed. Stay tuned. Sit tight. That Computer Show. We'll be right back.
$5 footlong. Lots of fresh, delicious footlongs for just $5 each. Fill up on a footlong today.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
This is Internet Radio. It is diverse and far more entertaining than conventional over-the-air radio. It gives you something you can't get from other forms of audio media. It gives you music you might not hear anywhere else. It gives you interesting points of view and experimental methods of production and content. It's a new type of radio. But there are those that want it gone. There are people who want to take this all away from you. They say that by hearing their product over the internet that they're getting cheated out of millions of dollars. Let's see, you hear their music and decide to buy it. How does that cheat them? You like their product and choose to spend money on it, and that cheats them how? In a free world, people are supposed to have a choice about where they get their entertainment, and your independent internet broadcaster is being threatened by big money conglomerates who demand you do it their way. If you want a free internet radio community, you need to take some positive action now. Not tomorrow, now. Send an email to copyinfo@loc.gov. That is, copyinfo@loc.gov. Tell the Librarian of Congress that the World Wide Web is for all people, broadcasters and listeners alike who are entitled to enjoy this new technology without the threat of the extortion that the big money music interests are proposing. Small internet broadcasters simply cannot afford to pay an inflated per song per listener fee, and you want the free expression of music as art to remain just that, free for all.
Hi, I'm Dr. Frederick Mall, co-owner of Watermark Hypnosis. It's 2009 and we're celebrating our third anniversary in our location right here in Columbia's Vista. I started Watermark because hypnosis works. I lost 45 pounds and got rid of chronic back pain myself using hypnosis, and we're excited that our satisfied clients tell their friends and family about their successes.
Watermark hypnotists are nationally board certified and hypnosis instructors. They have the credentials and experience you can count on to succeed.
We're not an out-of-town act. We don't do a one-time show in a hotel room and then leave town the next day. We live here and we're committed to seeing you succeed. You can rely on our professionalism and expertise.
Call Watermark today at 803-750-2000 for a free consultation. Watermark Hypnosis is the local name you can trust to help you lose weight, stop smoking, reduce stress, improve your golf or tennis game, and develop more positive, healthy habits. Call Watermark at 750-2000 or visit us on the web at watermarkcolumbia.com.
A giant metal bird devours hundreds. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. A 200-foot metal bird, known only by the markings on its flank, which read British Airways, swallowed 204 people through an opening in its side this morning, then disappeared into the sky. President Clinton attempted to calm the nation.
To the families of the victims of this fierce, metallic, winged creature, I can say only this. Our nation's finest scientists currently believe the mysterious beast is a messenger from an angry god, and are developing powerful new chants and spells that might offer us protection from its mighty wrath.
The beast was last seen in Chicago, and experts believe it's headed for the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News. Pick up the Onion at your newsstand or visit theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, call it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it.
And we are back, still fully clothed, thank the maker. You're listening to That Computer Show, broadcasting live from That Computer Store. Chris and I were having an interesting discussion about this whole IE8, IE9 thing. We're gonna table that discussion for later, but I think that we're both hoping for a better browser from Microsoft.
Oh goodness, yes.
Because, you know, as coders and as consumers, I'll be honest, I really want to design once and I want to use the latest, greatest, coolest, awesomest technology. I also think that Adobe should have robust support in all modern OSs. I think that Adobe needs to step up, make a secure and quick and easy and stable version of Flash so that I can start using Flex and Flash apps in my websites again.
Yeah.
Without putting my users at risk.
I read something online the other day, and I didn't think too much of it, but it kind of did freak me out. But it seems that it kind of got some people kind of worried, put on some tinfoil hats. I read that Microsoft worked with the NSA on the security for Windows 7. So, and I'm thinking, you know,
wait,
yeah, the NSA helped Microsoft develop the security stuff that's in Windows 7.
Why is that a bad thing?
It's the NSA.
Okay.
And
so the thought being
that there are back doors in Windows 7, because anytime you have a technology that is too secure, a lot of people in government kind of get upset. They kind of get scared. Mm-hmm. Remember when PGP first came out?
Yeah, the government freaked out.
Oh man, they more than freaked out. They were
you know,
shaking in their sneakers, because at the time it was against the law to export any code that used more than 40-bit encryption. It was considered a munition. It was considered, you know,
a security risk.
It's a serious security risk.
I mean, and
PGP came out with 128 bits, never used any less than 128 bit encryption, and for a little while the government, you know, tried to sue some people and you know, was really, really antsy about it, and the things kind of got quiet pretty quick, and some were concerned that there was a way to break PGP, and they figured it out. And they said, oh, it's no big deal.
See, and you know, I've worked in government. I'm going to come at this from the other angle, because I know that the most important thing that I'm going to PGP is, I don't have anything terribly nefarious. But there are, I do recognize that there are organizations out there that would use and misuse those tools. So, I mean, there's a fine line. I know working in government that you're not supposed to use, a lot of states and municipalities and government say that you aren't supposed to use a technology that's not a closed standard. You're not supposed to use Windows in places that are a high security risk. Man, I remember when was it the Melissa virus? Was that the one that sent emails?
Oh, Melissa was the email virus, yeah.
Pictures? Yeah, I remember I was in government, and I remember the police officer, the police chief calling me down and saying, can you explain to me why we're suddenly getting classified files emailed to us by the FBI field office across the country? Like, all these, like, that's bad news bears. I would hope that all operating system developers would have some coordination with those government agencies to not to open a back door so that they can spy on us, but so that we can help secure sensitive information from other prying eyes. But I can see how people would probably, their paranoia engine would get revved up because it is the NSA, and we all know that the NSA is what is it? Was it Not Safe for America? Yeah. What are all of these people? I mean, the NSA, they kind of...
I'm reading from Slashdot here, a quote, Microsoft has not and will not put backdoors into Windows.
Not intentional.
A company spokeswoman said, reacting to a Computer World story on Wednesday. Interesting stuff.
Yeah. You know, I really want to talk about the man with the bionic butt, but I'm not gonna. I want to really.
You can't say that and then not say something about it. What in the hell are you talking about?
And I just closed the link. Okay, basically, a gentleman.
Control shift. Oh, you're not running Firefox.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, a man was hit. He's an IT professional across the pond. He's in Great Britain. He was hit by an off-duty police officer. And he suffered extreme external injuries to his lower portion of his body. Scientists had to give him a colostomy bag. But through a series of surgeries, they gave him a bionic excretory system that is operated by remote control.
A bionic butt.
He has a bionic butt. And he has a remote control that helps him poop.
It has like a play and pause, fast forward.
I see, and that's why I don't want to talk about it, because this is this man's self-respect. And like immediately I'm thinking, what if it's Bluetooth and if somebody hacks it and he's in the middle of the grocery store?
If it's Bluetooth, then you can get an iPhone app so he can poo and just like, you just tilt it to the side here to flush. And
gotta wait a few minutes? There's an app for that. Then that's why I don't want to talk about it, because what if he's in the line in the grocery store or he's in a movie theater and his keys press up against his remote control? See? Oh. Instead, I'm going to talk about the Florida man arrested for calling 911 asking for sex.
How is that related to our show at all?
It's not, but it's funny. Let me send you the link. Look at this guy's face. Look at your photo. Florida police say a man arrested for repeatedly calling
Florida
911 looking for sex claimed it was the only number he could dial after running out of cell phone minutes. Josh, I'm dizzy, I'm laughing.
Has this kid been to our store before? He looks familiar.
He was charged with making false 911 calls. He didn't think he would get in trouble for calling 911. I don't feel so good. Wow.
That's just wrong on so many levels.
You know what's more wrong? The telegraph.co.uk reports that women should bear 40% of their bodies to attract men.
That's cool as long as they're within a certain ages and physical
that this study was even done hurts my heart. They basically found that women at a club who showed less than 40% were half as successful at attracting men than the women who showed 40%.
Interesting. I think the study may be flawed because a certain type of woman to begin with will expose 40% of her body. Just to begin with, that type of woman.
Here's where, and that's.
And no, she may have a better.
No, that's the point. Hold on.
Skill set, if you will.
Let me finish. Women who showed more than 40% fared equally as bad as the women who showed less.
Oh, so these women have figured out the formula.
Because. And they
we're gonna start seeing clothing designed at 40%.
Yeah, that'd be a good clothing line name, you know. I wear 40% clothing, like it's a brand. But yeah, apparently women who
does it have to be all 40%, or can you have your clothes just be 40% translucent? You know, just set the alpha to 40.
That I don't.
I've been coding too long. Been in Photoshop too long.
Anyway,
40%.
Yeah, they basically found that more than 40%. Slut. Again, that hurts me as much as the bionic butt.
There's a joke there.
There is a joke there, and we're not going near it, because it's a crappy joke.
Not going anywhere near your bionic
it's the
butt.
Naked truth.
Rewind.
I don't know.
Whoa, that'd be horrible.
I'm pretty much out of news worthy.
So Apple's voiding smoker's warranties.
How much time do we have left, Leviticus?
7 minutes.
About 7 minutes left. You know what? We actually had a customer come in today and asked us to talk about how to leverage technology to save money for the holidays.
Okay.
We have, and we as a consulting firm are frequently discussing with people ways to save money. Perfect example, we have a phone line, a business phone line from AT&T. We pay about $80-something dollars a month. The only reason we have this phone line is so that when you, the customer, call 411, we show up because our voice over IP lines are unlisted, and we can't change that. It's a thing.
It's a feature, not a bug.
It's a feature, not a bug. So I found out that instead of paying $85 to get the number, I can just pay $18 to get the listing forwarded to another number. We saved like $60 a month. Poof, right there. We don't have a fax line. We use eFax because faxes are the devil. And it's only $19 instead of having, we would have a fax line for $80-something dollars and have to pay for long distance. Instead, we have our eFax line. We use Vonage, again, instead of analog phone lines because it's $24 instead of $80. What are you laughing at?
Microsoft Roadmap pegs Windows 8 release for 2012 or just after the world ends. That's a great headline on Engadget. I just happen to go back there.
You know that the world's not going to end at 2012.
Well, according to the lore, no. It's actually something really, really bad is supposed to happen, but not the end of the world. It's supposed to be a trying and terrible time, according to the Mayan prophecies.
Well, okay, and here's what's interesting. If you read it, it's not a trying and terrible time. It is the end of a cycle of creation. Literally translated, it's an end of a cycle of creation. But that's pretty quickly...
according to the Mayan cycle, the last Mayan cycle, when the Mayan cycle began, was right at the end of an ice age that they suspect, they have some new evidence that says that this ice age came about not in 1,000 years or so, but some of the evidence is pointing to the fact that it may have began and went from normal to ice age in less than 6 months.
Wow. I blame Lindsay Lohan.
I blame who's the guy in the Day After Tomorrow? Such a bad film, but I mean that it could happen.
Yeah. Phone. I love my Android phone.
I am going to Sprint store today.
See, but okay, and I have a friend who he apparently has studied in great depth the Mayan civilization.
Mm-hmm.
Some would call him educated. I would call him obsessed. He would call me a name in Mayan that I don't know how to say or pronounce. But he has assured me that the end of the cycle is not the end of the world. Although I have another friend, and I think we've talked about this, who in college made contact with a gentleman selling T-shirts online in the Internet's infancy. He was actually one of the first people to sell stuff online, who himself was in touch with aliens. And he predicted that at 2012, the aliens would come to the Earth. And he was making arrangements with the aliens to... Basically, if you bought a T-shirt with this mark on it, and Xander, I hope you're listening, if you bought a T-shirt with this mark on it, when the aliens came, they would save you. You had to have these symbols on your clothing, so you would be saved. Now, I'm not saying that I believe this obvious craziness, but I am going to pay my $25, and I'm going to get the symbols and make T-shirts just in case. And I don't know what I'm going to do if the Mayans come back. I don't know. But the 2012 is out. The movie is out right now, right?
I think so. I haven't seen it.
Well, that's eclipsed by the big news that Twilight New Moon is out.
What?
The new Twilight movie.
There's a new one?
Yeah, this one has werewolves and vampires. And, okay, apparently, I Facebooked about this. Edward is in a Volvo commercial. The twinkly Twilight vampire is
Volvo. Oh, now that Volvo commercial makes sense.
Well, apparently, I was talking to someone very close to me who has...
I was like, what the hell is Volvo talking about? The moon? And
apparently...
There's a dog? What the
hell? Apparently, in the Twilight books, they talk about she drives a Saab, he drives a Volvo, star-crossed lover, some stupid... So this chick, man, she knows whoever wrote these books, she didn't know what they're doing because they... Now have made
planted the seed to get
the
corporate sponsorship.
I weep for the future. 2012 is when the Twilight movies will end the world.
Twinkly vampires invade.
I'd like to speak on the last minute of our show about security, okay. Computer security. one of our customers made a request for us to talk about computer security.
My password is password.
I'm not talking about passwords. I'm not talking about antivirus. I'm talking about locking your car, keeping your notebook secure, like literally secure your notebook. There are several packages of software out. There's LoJack and others like it where you can install on your notebook. And if your notebook does take a leave of absence.
Involuntarily.
If it goes AWOL, or if somebody breaks into your car and steals it, you can try and at least find it and get it back.
Yeah.
Your best bet is if you have a laptop and you need to keep it in your car for any length of time, stow it in the trunk.
Now, his advice was also, if you're going to have trash in your car, make sure that trash isn't a bunch of empty, expensive computer component boxes.
Yeah. One that says Asus and another that says iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my heart
goes out to you, brother.
Yeah. What
we'll do is we'll get a little tin can and we'll sit it on the counter.
Charity event.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that is all for this episode.
Put a picture of a sad puppy on there or something.
We are sellouts and we're now going to go play Modern Warfare 2 and Left 4 Dead 2, which we didn't get a chance to even talk about. We'll be back next week with more of That Computer Show, Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hit us up during the week at thatcomputershow.net to get downloads, blog posts, past episodes, and more. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TCSJoe. Tweet with us and join in on the phone. Oh, a quick note to all of our listeners. We have Balls back in stock. Gamers rejoice. And Left 4 Dead 2, awesomeness in your face at the store. Until next week, this is Steven.
This is Chris.
And you have been listening to
That Computer Show.